Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda, and I have some exciting news to share with you today. And I will be joined with Tiffany, who many of you may remember from some previous podcasts. Her and I have come together to work on a project, and we are inviting you to come and explore with us. It's going to be called the Mind Body Energy Project, which will be a journey of self-discovery. And it really is a space that is meant for community. But just if you hang on, Tiffany will join me in just a few minutes to talk more about that and share with you what it is we are launching. But before we get into that, I wanted to talk to you really briefly about the energy of this month. You know, we are halfway through this year, and it's amazing when we think about how quickly time goes by. But when we get to July, it's often a time where we want to like stop and reflect on what we have experienced this far. Through the first half of the year, I'm sure you have already learned and had so many self-realizations and had so many opportunities for self-healing and change and transitions. Don't overlook these things. Don't overlook the elements and the aspects of your growth, especially if you are in a space where you are feeling stagnant or feeling stuck or feeling frustrated or feel like things aren't moving quick enough. Give yourself a moment to step back and look at how far you've come. You know, oftentimes we lose sight of how much we have been supported and how much we've actually come through or gotten through or worked through or grown through because we are wrapped up in what hasn't happened yet. So make sure that you do take some time to sit with yourself and reflect just to have some gratitude and appreciation for how far you actually have come and the gift of awareness that has come through whatever it is you have experienced this far. So with that being said, this month starts our eclipse season. So many of you may have already heard that we have 3 eclipses coming up in a row. And the interesting thing about eclipses, if we look at even the symbolism of an eclipse, whether solar or lunar, either something is being hidden or something is being revealed. So during the next new moon, full moon, and then the following new moon, we will have a variation of an eclipse. And these energies, while again, can be very much centered around what is hidden, what is being revealed, or even like a transitional point or reset button, they also have the energy or influence of the sign that they are in. So if you would like more detail or information about the energy of this month and how we can support ourselves through these energies by having an awareness and understanding about what we may be feeling or sensing collectively, go to my website, which is yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com, and sign up for the newsletter. That way you will get the full information about the energy of the month, as well as receive access to some other free downloads that support you in your own journey of transformation. So that is it for my really quick update. Now stay tuned to learn more about the Mind Body Energy Project. Okay. Oh, we're recording.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Yolanda.
Good morning, Charlie. No. welcome to everyone. This is Yolanda, and Tiffany and I are here because we have something exciting that we would like
to exciting.
In the sun. Yeah.
I woke up early like it was Christmas morning. I'm so excited.
Honey, I'm so excited. And I, yeah, so I guess, you know, let's just get right into it. So the reason we're even doing the podcast today is because of we are working together on a collaboration that we want to share with all of you. And it really will be something that is, you know, meant to have everyone come and participate in with us. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell everybody what it's called?
We are introducing the Mind Body Energy Project.
The Mind Body Energy Project. Yes.
Doesn't the sound of it just sound so enticing?
Like, yeah.
Life is going to change and be better.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, because both of us have been very committed to wanting to share what we have learned through our own practices and our own, you know, years of studying all different traditions and principles and philosophies within this realm of spirituality and metaphysical science and all of these things. And so we wanted to share with everyone in a bigger way, but again, we both believe in giving ourselves the experience is what gives us deeper understanding and helps us really get the meat out of all of these things.
Yeah.
So that's why we've created this project. And
there's only so much you can do reading about it and then, you know, talking about it. But I think the more we work with each other, you know, as a community and consistently, the more we're going to be able to experience what we're capable of and, you know, creating a movement to make a better planet.
Yeah. I just want to say a disclaimer for myself. Tiffany and I were working on some things behind the scenes last night, and I was up until 1:30 in the morning and woke up at 5:30 so that she and I could meet and do this podcast now. It's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So if my mind isn't clicking. If I seem to be a little spacey, that's why. I'm not fully embodied, which is something that we share in our first event, oddly enough.
What comes first, getting in your body or the caffeine getting into your bloodstream?
You know, the caffeine getting into my bloodstream, although I may need to play with doing the reverse. Clearly, I'm starting to like feel that at this moment. So anyway, so we have this mind body energy project, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a project in a way, because it's going to be a process that's very experiential. And so Tiffany and I have these fun conversations with each other all the time, where we just go down these rabbit holes of dissecting things and laughing about things. And it's just been, you know, years of us doing this together. So we decided like how much fun it would be to bring in all of you, and hopefully, you know, Tiffany was joking about it earlier, but seriously, it'd be great for this to be like a global project that we could all come together and really expand this work and build a huge community around practicing our practices while also like satisfying our analytical minds. Talking about these things. So why don't you give the setup of what this is going to look like?
Yeah. So we've actually already recorded our first segment of it. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to do the podcast to intro it. So it's a little bit, we decided after we did the first segment that we're going to change up what our original idea was. So our original idea was to spend an entire month on one topic and dissecting it every week. But we realized that there's so much more to talk about, and we could just, you know, do a topic every other week and move this along faster to get more engagement and get more people talking about stuff and answering questions on a more regular basis. So we switched it up to 1 week we will discuss a topic, and then the week after we do that video, we're going to dedicate ourselves to really having the practical application of that topic that we discussed. And then the following week, we'll open it up. We'll do a live feed, correct? Where people can jump in on our video and we'll answer live questions. And we're even working on websites, emails, social media to get all of your feedback, and everybody can contribute however way that is, so we can get everybody involved and answer questions and talk about our real life vulnerable experiences.
Yeah. And that's the thing. This is all about our, everyone, including you, like your participation. This is like our invitation to you to come and, you know, really play with these things. Mm-hmm. And just to say, I mean, and it, I think it goes without saying, but this space that we're creating is, you know, a space that is meant to, you know, be a safe space where we're, there is no judgment. We're not, you know, saying that anything is right or wrong. And, you know, we're really leaving room for possibility and really exploration so that we can talk about these different, we will cover different topics in terms of maybe like tools and techniques, and also just everyday life things, like all of the different experiences that we have, whether it's like relationships, manifesting, using different tools like astrology and Reiki, like we'll be all over the map. But the key is that we are all going to take note of what our experiences are. Like, I think that's the part that excites me, is that not only will Tiffany and I share our experiences with playing with these ideas and principles and implementation, but we will get to hear what your experience with all of it is too. So what we will have, since it is Mind Body Energy Project, we'll also have some takeaways after each topic for everyone to try, that is very specific to how do these things apply to our mind, how do they apply to our body, how do they apply to our energy. So I feel like we're all going to be like these little scientists,
yeah,
exploring and like blowing the lids off of so many things so that we can come to understand together.
Yeah. And then just having the support of each other to work through it. And, you know, I think the word project is so good because it is a project, you know, we're going to be working on this and working through it, but project also lends itself to like, it's not a mission and it's not a destination. We're going to like see what unfolds. And like Yolanda said, there is no right or wrong. And I believe that wisdom is in direct experience, and everybody's experience is different. And that's what we're working towards, is gaining wisdom about ourselves and about our world and how we function in it.
Yeah. And then the best part of it really is, again, we have even a stronger network of community. So, you know, Tiffany and I, we both have, again, been doing this work for some time, and we both have built communities for ourselves around our personal work and what we've done. But now to extend that out is just, I mean, it's like my Aquarian self is so excited. Like, oh, we get to reach out to everyone.
And my Scorpio self is like, where do we start digging deeper into all of this? And like, give me more information. Yeah. About other people's experiences to just dive deep into it.
Yes. And that's what I think, you know, makes it so fun about what we do. Like, we're both very willing to be like vulnerable and show up in our authenticity. And we hope that that will invite you to do the same. Know that you can just be who you are, be as you are, be as you came. And know that, you know, we're going to share with you like in our honesty about all of this. And again, I just want to remind everyone to like step out of right and wrong and these like rigid ideas that we have encased so many things in, and just really get into the mindset of exploration and possibility, and let's see what we all experience.
Yeah. And I think really what I'm excited about is really stepping into, you were talking about getting into our bodies, like really getting into our bodies, getting into our minds, and getting into our energy, and specifically like our own individual aspects of those. You know, a lot of times we live outside of that, but to really step into who we are as individuals and individuals in the collective, that's what I'm excited to see what comes out of this.
Yeah. And, you know, even I'm glad that, you know, with our project, we are going to, look at the aspects of our entire functionality. I mean, that being mind, body, energy, because we hear so much about this, you know, mind, body, energy, but a lot of times we only focus on one, like we really kind of, you know, separate them out, compartmentalize. Yeah. And while we will look at things, you know, sometimes in that way, like very, you know, individualized, I think we will also see the beauty of how it all integrates and how none of it is separate, and how we having the mindfulness of our own mind, body, energy, the functionality of all, and how that really applies to our entire system of being. I think that will be huge for all of us, because I think, again, it's like us peeling back the layers of what does all of this mean? All of these things that we hear about, how do they all work together, and why do they even matter? Like, why have ancient teachings been talking about these things for so long? Like, really, what is it about? So,
and even more at a foundational level too, for our human experience, is what are we capable of, and what are we doing with just our everyday lives? You know, the things that don't feel right, or the things that we're trying to manage, you know, Yolanda and I've talked about what takes away our peace, you know, or like, what is happiness? How do we find that in our human life? Mm-hmm. And how do all those ancient teachings lend themselves to that? Like, really bridging that gap.
Right.
Applicable.
And, you know, even it makes me excited to think about too, really examining how mind affects body, how body affects mind, how it all affects energy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a really cool thing. So what I also want to point out is that Tiffany and I, listen, we have so many topics that we want to discuss, but we also want to invite you all to email us or contact us and let us know if there are any particular topics that you would like to hear us discuss through the Mind Body Project, Mind Body Energy Project. And there will be ways for you to contact us through the website that we will be launching. And, you know, so you want to stay tuned for all of these ways to get involved and really be a part of this work. What was it? There was something I was going to say about that though, but yeah, clearly the coffee isn't fully, I don't know, but welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. Should we tell them what our first topic is about?
Yes. That's exactly what I just forgot. That's what I was
going to
say.
Well, see, that's all I'm here for you. No, I want you to tell them.
No, go.
Okay. All right. So the topic we've already have done our first segment on is called mind mapping. So we're exploring kind of like what it is that our minds are made up of and how we've conditioned them thus far, and, you know, what it means to create new maps or undo the old ones, or just really understand what the map of our mind is and how the mapping of our mind affects our physical day-to-day reality.
Yeah. I mean, we had so much fun with the mind mapping discussion, and I can't wait to share that with you. So that is where we're going to start. And even with that, I would say for all of our offerings, like all of the videos, I'd really recommend having a journal available, because we kind of,
it's true.
Yeah. Like, take note of any ahas or any inspirations or any questions that come up for you while we're sharing what we're sharing. And then you'll also want to have a journal if you're going to participate in this with us, because again, we're each going to take that week to explore and implement whatever the topic may be. And then we'll have an opportunity to all of us, including you, to talk about it the following week.
Yeah. And then you're going to carry your notebook around with you every day, like I'm going to start doing, because when you're in the middle of your day to day and you see how like these topics reflect in your everyday, it's just going to create so much more awareness and mindfulness and really give you the power to shift your life in the direction you want to.
Well, one of the things too, I think is exciting about this is that this work is a beautiful tool for no matter where you are in your journey, no matter where you are in your spiritual practice, even if you've been doing this for years. I mean, we by now you've probably realized that there's this constant unlayering and understanding the same concepts, but in new ways. Yeah. So, you know, even if you've been doing this forever, don't think like, oh yeah, I already know all of this. Like, we are all constantly given an opportunity to expand our understanding around everything that we've already heard or feel that we've practiced to some degree. There are always new levels to all of it. And yeah, if you're brand new in this, you know, that's going to be amazing for you too, because you will be encouraged to take it outside of just the book or the class that you took and literally start to implement this into your life.
Yeah, I think that's huge too, to remember, like, no matter how much work you've done thus far, mm-hmm. we constantly evolve in that work, and then, you know, our lives evolve every moment, and yeah, it's never the same thing. So even if you have done the work, there's another level you can reach, or there's another paradigm that shifts. And so the work is never done.
Right.
There's been times where I'm like, I have done this already. Why is this coming up now too? But, you know, it's, yeah, we wouldn't be who we are if we weren't constantly learning and shifting and changing and evolving.
And I will say too, I mean, just for now, like, if you already want to start following us to see any updates or things that we will be posting, you can find us as of today on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under M as in Michael, B as in boy, E as in energy, Project. So if you look at MBE Project, you will find us on all of those platforms, and there will be a website that launches soon. So
yeah, a quick question, Yolanda, mm-hmm. how come only energy is the one that you use the E to explain what the
I word was? Wondered that myself as I was saying,
E as in boy, E in energy.
I don't know why I didn't go with Edward.
It's the coffee.
Yeah. So it's like 3 hours of sleep. That's what it is. No, but clearly I need to work on my own mind, body, energy after.
No, I feel like that was the perfect, you know, example of how these things are going to go. It's just true to life, things happen and we call each other out on them.
Yes.
Because this is the way life runs.
Yes. And that's a thing too. I mean, we mentioned this in our first offering that you will see very soon, but you know, we are, when we can be, like, we're both, you know, very lighthearted, although this work is very serious to us. We can both be sarcastic. We joke and we like poke in these things, but know that we are very passionate about this. And, you know, we are coming from a space of really, truly being an appreciation for how this work has changed our lives, but genuinely wanting to share and help and contribute to the collective in any way that we can.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think we should tell them too, like, although this, what you're listening to right now, is a podcast, what's exciting is that we're going to be posting videos, right?
Yeah.
You get to actually see our faces and our expressions and, you know, or you can listen to it in just audio. We have that to offer as well, but video, yeah, we thought would be fun and engaging.
And that's the thing too, like, I feel like we really get to connect in a deeper way and really get to know, you get to know us and we get to know you in a more personalized way. So yeah, the Mind Body Energy Project, each offering will be, we have already a YouTube channel where you can watch the recordings, as well as you'll have the opportunity bi-weekly to join us for these, what do you call these things? Webinars live, yeah, to share whatever your experiences are. But yeah, you also, because we know a lot of you will be listening on the go, we will post the audio recordings on our individual podcasts. And mm-hmm. we have a podcast dedicated for this as well, so that you have options.
So many options. We're going to take it from every angle. We're going to get at you.
Yeah, we want to reach you. We really want to get this work out there, but yeah.
And we've got a lot of angles for you to get at us too, so we can create this community.
Totally. And so that is another thing I want to say too. If you do join us on this journey, like, please share it, you know, with your friends, with your family, with your own communities, share it with people you think would benefit from having community or having support and guidance in their own journey of self-exploration, because this really is going to be a journey of self-discovery for all of us. So share, you know, let people know, help spread the word, because it is a goal for us, again, to reach and help as many people as we can. So we really appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, and it's not even just for us, it's for the world and the planet.
Yeah.
The more self-discovery and understanding we do, the better place we can create to live in.
And it all comes back to that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's all come together to help uplift the collective.
Please.
Yes.
Please.
And that's really what this is about. So even though Tiffany and I are, you know, launching this together, I mean, we really do recognize that it is a community effort, and we hope that you will join us. So yeah, I think that's it for
that is it.
Yeah, that's it. Join us for the Mind Body Energy Project. Get familiar with that title. And again, you can find us on social media under MBE Project. And we'll keep you posted for our launch date. Anything you want to share before we go?
I'm just really excited about this. I can't wait to get to know people in this community and just see what unfolds from it.
I know, me too. Me too. So we will see you all soon then.